Remember when the Trump administration announced a $12 billion aid package for farmers to help with the effects of the trade war? About a tenth of that money will go to buying crops that people in China are not buying. But the food needs a place to go. As Brett Jaspers reports from the KJZZ Business Desk, food banks across the country are getting a welcome but sudden donation.
Dave Richens runs the United Food Bank based in Mesa. They distribute about 20 million pounds of food each year to a five-county area. Fresh produce, frozen chicken, bread from a national bakery.
We get a tremendous amount of bread from Bimbo Bakeries. We get all of their overbake and bake. We get all of Bimbo Bakeries overbake.
Which place?
Bimbo Bakeries.
Richens' walk-in freezer and coolers have a lot of space right now, but this fall they'll be chock full as part of the program to help American farmers who lost foreign buyers due to retaliatory tariffs. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is buying a lot of food, over $1 billion worth, and sending it out to food banks and other nutrition programs around the country.
So we'll get lots of chicken, lots of pork, we'll get lots of fluid milk. It's cold, let's get out of here.
Richens is the first to say this is a great thing for the 40 million Americans dealing with food insecurity. But that doesn't mean it'll be easy. The first of four phases will increase his annual distribution by 20%. That requires money for trucks, drivers, fuel, and storage. Richens is seeking $350,000 in new donations.
Some of the food banks are worried that they might not be able to accept all of the food that might come their way because they can't afford to pay additional truck drivers, lease the trucks.
Carrie Calvert is with Feeding America, a national network of food banks. The organization estimates distribution will cost food banks $300 million in all. So Feeding America is trying to help member food banks find the money. Greg Ibaugh is Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs at the USDA. He says there's some money the department can use, but calls this an opportunity for public-private partnerships.
And we don't anticipate asking Congress for any funds to be able to accomplish our goals.
As for how long this might last, Ibaugh is confident it will be a one-time deal and the Trump administration will work out these trade issues.
We're hoping that by this time next year, when the 2019 crop is being harvested, that we won't need to talk about any additional assistance program.
But even if this program is one and done, there is a long-term effect for food banks. Calvert says they'll have to figure out how to keep the food flowing even after the bonus program goes away.
We will be able to distribute more food to people in need through this program, and that is a positive thing. However, when this additional food goes away, we don't want to tell the additional families that we've been serving, sorry, the trade mitigation food went away, we can't help you now. We will need to actively look for ways to replace the food so that we can continue serving families in need.
Meanwhile, Dave Richens of United Food Bank seems to handle it all with a chuckle.
Doesn't really sound like you're too worried about this.
No, we're really worried about it. Are you kidding? This is going to be a lot of work. And the first month or two might be a little rocky, but I think we're up to the challenge. I think we're going to be able to get this out.
He's already received the first shipment of bonus ham and pulled pork. Brett Jaspers, KJZZ News, Mesa.